and handle the truth.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, June 19th, 2017. Getting on through the month here. Getting down close to Independence Day, which will be first part of next month here. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. There's a lot of horrible things going on in the world right now. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. A couple of quick notes here. First of all, happy post-Father's Day to people like Bill Clinton. And little bit of a celebration here in Hawaii yesterday. The Hokulea, which is a recreated Polynesian voyaging canoe, finished its three-year voyage around the world. And they did it. Took 3 years, go around the world, no modern navigational equipment whatsoever, not even a compass. Just all by the ocean currents and the stars. And so there was a big celebration when it came into Magic Island yesterday as well. And Claire and I got to go on out when it came back from Rapa Nui on one of its earlier voyages. And it's a very interesting idea to consider that 1,000 years before Columbus sailed across the pond, the Polynesians were carrying on regular commerce all across the Pacific Ocean. So, anyway, getting into the news here, obviously some major developments over there in Syria. And apparently it all began when the a U.S. F/A-18 Super Hornet shot down a Syrian Army Sukhoi 22 near the village of Rasifah. Now, the U.S. is claiming that this plane was bombing the U.S.-supported rebels, and therefore they had a right to shoot it down, and said that hostile actions of Syrian pro-regime forces will not be tolerated, which is really tough talk when you realize the United States does not have the permission of Syria's government to be in there. They haven't officially declared war. Syria doesn't want them there. The Syrian people don't want them there. But this is that attitude of America's exceptionalism, and we've got a right to go wherever we feel like going to. So they're out there with that tough talk. Now, here's where it gets really kind of nasty, because according to Damascus, according to Russian forces in the area, and even the Kurds are saying this plane was actually attacking ISIS when it was shot down by the U.S. forces. It was not targeting the U.S.-backed rebels. And that obviously is a big, big stink over there. And the Russian defense is saying the flight safety memorandum with the U.S. is suspended immediately. Apparently, the United States did not use that little hotline to say, we are going to be shooting down this plane over this territory. So it was a breach of the deconfliction zone agreement, which, by the way, nobody agreed to the deconfliction zones. They just agreed to work to not shoot down each other's aircraft, and the U.S. has violated that. So Russia is out there saying that anything flying over Syria west of the Euphrates River, which is the territory where Russia is operating, will be regarded as a target. Now, they stopped short of saying they will shoot it down, but they are saying they're going to track it. They're going to keep an eye on what the U.S. Aircraft are doing, aircraft, drones, whatever. They're going to be tracking it with their SAM radars, ready to pull the trigger if the U.S. does something like this again. The Pentagon is out there talking tough, saying that U.S. pilots will defend themselves from the Russian threat. The Russians, see, Russia's threatening us. Excuse me, who shot down whose airplane? But it looks like maybe the U.S. has blinked, because we just got this story. It came out of Newsmax, where the U.S. is now repositioning their aircraft further away from that Euphrates River. And so it looks like they're not in a hurry to see this thing escalate, but we are dangerously close to full-on outright combat between U.S. and Russian forces. And I certainly don't think that's a place we should go, and I'm sure probably most of you are going to agree with me. Okay, we're going to take a phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I said this before. Something's got to be done. This can't keep going on. There's not going to be no Syrian army left if this keeps going on. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. Everybody knows who's helping ISIS by now. If you don't, then you're living under a rock. You know, this is ridiculous.
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, the fact that the U.S. shot down a plane that was bombing ISIS only reinforces that image that ISIS is actually working for the United States. And we know from all those declassified documents from the last few months of the Obama administration, the U.S. contributed to the rise of ISIS. They've armed them. They've trained them. And they're continuing to do the same. Apparently, the United States has delivered a seventh shipment of heavy weapons and armored vehicles to the so-called Syrian rebels. This is a war in everything but name. And they're still out there trying to convince us that this is a war on ISIS and Al-Qaeda when the U.S. keeps missing ISIS and Al-Qaeda and hitting Syrian economic assets.
Isn't that a joke? Syrian democratic forces. There ain't nothing democratic about any of this. There's no spreading democracy. What another scam. You're just bringing empire. Not just us. The globalist bankers slash, you know, NATO, EU, Britain, France, and Germany, because Britain's was the number one arming Saudi Arabia, which is funding ISIS, you know, like they're funneling weapons also. So everybody knows who's the battle lines are drawn and the sides are being formed. You know, it's global ship going on, you know, Iran, Russia, China, you know, the group.
Yeah, look at the world's least peaceful countries right now, and they all have one thing in common. The U.S. is bringing them democracy. They never actually get it, though. They never actually get it. If you look at all these covert interventions since the end of World War II that are sold to the American people, we're going to bring these people democracy. They never get it. They get dictators like the Shah of Iran and Pinochet and whoever it is they're
puppet.
Moving. Yeah, you get a puppet rule that's ruling your country for the benefit of a foreign country. They don't like it. We shouldn't like it either. We know that our country is being ruled for a foreign power.
And they get destroyed infrastructure and 1.5 million people dead, like in Iraq.
And then the bankers go on in and say, we'll loan you the money at interest to rebuild all the stuff that we blew up. Such a deal.
You know, Mike, I have to go out on a limb and say, you know, if one more incident happens, I would be okay with Russia shooting down an Air Force jet. And I don't care if it starts World War III at this point. I really don't, because I think this
Putin is trying very hard to walk a fine line. I know that he does not want a full-on war with the United States. I don't think a full-on war with Russia or China is a good idea at this point. I don't think we can win
it. It's coming, Mike, because it's inevitable now. You can tell, you can feel the tensions rising and things are happening at a quicker pace. You know, it's scary time, Mike.
It is a very scary time, and you know, one of the reasons that Claire and I are holding off buying a newer car is if we went ahead and bought it and then we get nuked, I'm going to be really, really angry.
Well, I hope it has a good wax job on it. Maybe it can deflect the... Hey, Mike, did you hear about the Wall Street Journal article about Israel, which we all knew this too, basically giving aid and support to ISIS, treating them for wounds, and all this other stuff? Yep, see? So that shows you all that conspiracy theories is actually a fact. Thanks, Mike.
Remember there was a trading of fire between Israel forces and ISIS, and they both immediately apologized to each other. We're sorry. We didn't mean to do that.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, we're going to let you go here. We're going to do a quick shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And, boy, everybody's unhappy at the way things are going. Erdogan is slamming the United States for building air bases in Syrian Kurdistan and basically says the U.S. soldiers are arm-in-arm with the terrorists. And he's absolutely right. All those documents that came out of the State Department confirm over and over and over again the U.S. ginned up these so-called jihadi groups as proxies to fight these wars, so that they could pretend that we're not a warlike, warmongering nation. Article that came on out from Blacklisted News saying that the U.S. intervention in Syria is at a crossroads because of this shootdown. It's escalated the situation. And basically, the U.S. has stumbled into another quagmire in the Syrian desert around Al-Tamf. They've got a whole bunch of U.S. forces there that are now cut off. They can't move northward. And the big question is whether they'll stay, leave, or try and save face by escalating the war, and given the mindset in Washington, D.C., it's probably going to be that last one, and they're going to make everything much, much worse than it already is. All right, so now then. Apparently, there's other tension going on in other parts of the world. Over in Saudi Arabia, apparently two Iranian fishing boats in heavy seas brushed up against Saudi Arabia's border. They're not even really sure if they crossed it, but the Saudi Arabian Coast Guard opened fire on the boats. They killed one of the fishermen. And even Saudi Arabia is saying, well, the Coast Guard wasn't supposed to open fire. They're just supposed to chase them on out. But everybody's on a hair trigger over there. And again, they don't actually know if these fishing boats had crossed the border because of the heavy seas here. Now, Saudi Arabia is coming on out and saying that they have arrested Revolutionary Guard saboteurs, who I'm sure are being waterboarded to provide a politically expedient confession even now, trying to ramp up the tension between Saudi Arabia and Iran. Meanwhile, Iran, in retaliation for the claimed ISIS terror attacks in Tehran, it launched ground-to-ground missiles at Daesh headquarters in Syria from western Iran. They are coordinating with Damascus on this. This was done with the Syrian government's permission and cooperation. And so they're just flinging that stuff out there, and they're issuing a warning. There will be more missile strikes if there are any more terrorist attacks inside Iran. Meanwhile, Iran and China are holding a joint naval drill in the Persian Gulf. China is now very concerned about disruptions to the flow of oil coming out of the Gulf, and they're now teaming up with Iran. Meanwhile, over in Israel, Netanyahu's issuing a warning to Iran, we're watching your every move. He's just looking for another excuse to haul on off. Now, a little bit of good news is this nonsense over Qatar appears to be falling apart. They were trying to isolate it. They didn't succeed. Turkey came in on their side. Iran came in on their side. Russia came in on their side. And it looks like this whole blockade thing is starting to fall apart. And you know, you don't go on out and mess with another country without expecting a backlash. And in this case, Qatar has just announced they will, from now on, sell their oil in the yuan rather than the U.S. dollar. So I'm sure Qatar is close to the top of the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. But the U.S. really does need things to calm down in Qatar because of what's going on over in Syria, where this faction fight between these two groups, when the Qatar crisis fanned up, some of these U.S.-backed rebel groups turned on each other and started fighting each other and killing each other off, which is not something the U.S. wants to have happen. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is out there expressing his fury over South Korea's decision to delay any more deployments of the U.S. Terminal High-Altitude Area Defense Missile pending an environmental assessment. Now, it is their country, and they didn't really want the THAAD there anyway. In fact, we're seeing all these grassroots protests, including grandmothers who are out there trying to block access to these facilities by the crews who man them. Now, supposedly, the president of South Korea is coming talked about it on June 8th at the White House, but nobody's really saying anything. Meanwhile, James Mattis, who never met a war he didn't like, is actually sounding a cautionary tale. North Korea is a war we do not want. And I think he's studying the history of the first and still technically ongoing Korean War. How many people died on both sides? How much money was spent without achieving any kind of an objective? Now, I'm hoping that Moon Jae-in is going to be able to come to terms with Kim Jong-un and say, let's just cancel this so-called ceasefire. Let's have an armistice. Let's officially shut down the Korean War. Ask the United States to take their toys and go home and reunify. Because they were talking about this seriously like 6 years ago. And, of course, the U.S. goes on in and says, you don't want to reunify those people. They do terrible things to cabbage. or whatever it was they said to throw a monkey wrench in there. But James Mattis is absolutely right. North Korea could easily turn into another Vietnam, grinding up lives and munitions and money to no real goal, no real achievable end. And again, running the risk of a war with China. Now, meanwhile, Putin has deployed the Russian Buk M3 missile system to their border near North Korea to basically say, if North Korea does fling rockets, we will be able to take care of it. Maybe. I'm sure Putin understands that the real goal of the U.S. trying to plant these terminal high-altitude area defense missiles all over the Russian border is it basically counts as an anti-ballistic missile system. And it's a violation of treaty, of course. And this may be Putin getting ready to say, well, we're going to have the same thing, which makes a potential nuclear exchange very, very problematic. Now, there's been a bit of a diplomatic kerfuffle, if you will. Apparently, a diplomatic delegation from North Korea was very badly maltreated by U.S. authorities. In fact, the North Korean government is saying they behaved like gangsters. Must have been TSA, I guess. But it's triggered a diplomatic incident, and that's not going to help tone things down. Meanwhile, story coming on out of Asia Times is looking at a new Cold War brewing in the Indian Ocean with this informal alliance of the United States, India, Australia, and Japan on one side and China on the other over those islands in the South China Sea. And again, at the end of World War II, everybody agreed those islands belonged to China. It was called the Cairo Convention. And they basically went on in and said, Japan's got to give all this stuff back that they conquered, and who gets what? And all of the victorious allies signed this agreement, saying those islands belong to China. So, here, have you seen how quickly this Cuban thing has just fallen apart? Apparently, the United States is punishing an American company after its Canadian subsidiary leased cars to the Cuban embassy in Ottawa. And again, this is a Canadian company operating in Canada that leased cars to the Cuban embassy. And the U.S. is going after the parent company. I am really upset over Donald Trump's reversal on Cuba for two reasons. First of all, if we are going to go into a Cold War situation with Russia, the last thing we want is to drive Cuba into the Russian sphere of influence, which is the mistake the U.S. government made back after the Bay of Pigs, back after the Castro Revolution. When Castro kicked out Batista, the first thing he said is, I want to be friends with the United States government. You're just 90 miles away from me. All I ask is that you pay fair market value for our agricultural produce. And companies like PepsiCo and United Fruit said, no, we are supposed to get a discount. And basically they started the embargo, and that's what drove Cuba into the Soviet sphere of influence, leading ultimately to the Cuban Missile Crisis. Do you want to really make that mistake again? And the second reason I'm very unhappy with the reversal, of course, on Cuba was I was looking forward to getting some of those Cuban cigars. And now it's not going to happen. And I am really very, very angry about that. All right, we're going to start a phone call here. Peter in Los Angeles, I'm probably going to have to take you through the commercial break. What's on your mind?
Michael, I'm just calling about the Syrian aircraft incident and so on. I think one of the things that the Russians, I'm sure, have given assurance before.
Okay, Peter, I'm going to have to put you on hold. We're going to take 3 minutes for commercials. Don't hang up. I'll come right back to you.
Oh, yeah. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking with Peter in Los Angeles. We're talking about the U.S. shoot down of a Syrian Sukhoi fighter plane, which apparently was bombing ISIS, contrary to the claims by the U.S. government. And it sparked a serious escalation where Russia is now saying that any U.S. Aircraft, drones, whatever, west of the Euphrates are going to be tracked and targeted. They're stopping short of saying they'll shoot the U.S. planes down, unless the U.S. planes are doing something icky, and now it looks like the U.S. is sort of backing off and repositioning the aircraft to sort of get away from that danger zone. Anyway, Peter, please continue where you left off.
Yeah. Let me make a quick thing. By the way, that your plea for donors, by the way, it was the best written and most flawlessly delivered anything of this kind I've ever heard. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Mike, the Russians, I'm sure, have given us warning many times before to not do incursions into their zone or bomb their troops or Syrian government troops. And the United States, of course, increasingly desperate to support its terrorists who are being defeated. I think that's the reason, Mike, that we've seen the introduction of the MLRS, the multiple launch rocket systems, which are not point, they're not point weapons, but they're long range and they're area weapons. And each one of them are filled with all these bomblets,
yes,
like GPU stuff, and even without a drone, which itself can be shot down, for an area thing, they can spot where the Russian SA-400 or SA-300, whatever it is they're operating there, from a satellite that can't be shot down, and then use that to target the anti-aircraft with the MLRS. So not only can we support our terrorists that way, but we can also clear out the anti-aircraft systems that are arrayed and keeping us from doing so.
Well, the first question I would have is, why not use the S-400 to shoot down those rockets from the launcher before they can deploy their submunitions?
I don't know if they can do that, Mike. I know they're very capable, but I don't know how capable. But that's just my theory on that, based on what I know about the MLRS. But I know the S-400 is feared, but I don't know exactly how feared.
Okay, well, it's an interesting concept. And by the way, at this point, I'm not ready to say that surveillance satellites are totally immune. We know that the U.S. has been testing and deploying anti-satellite weapons. We know China has. We know Russia has. Whether they're available out there now, we don't know. But again, Putin is trying very hard not to let this situation escalate, you know, against an adversary that's just trying to find a way to get this war really going and make it look like it's Russia's fault.
You know, Mike, once they start killing satellites, and I know you know that we've been able to do it since 1979, even with kinetic energy missiles fired from an F-15 at the top of its altitude arc, have successfully hit satellites. And I'm sure it's much advanced. Plus that secret army or military thing that has been in the you know, orbit for what, a year or something.
It just came back recently. It just came back, and nobody really knows what it is or what it does. It certainly seems to carry enough fuel to do a great deal of orbital maneuvering, which would certainly seem to fit the profile of an anti-satellite weapon. The problem, of course, with war in low Earth orbit, we could literally enshroud our planet in a cloud of shrapnel that would basically cut us off from future space exploration.
You know, Mike, I'm not sure about on the hierarchy of this, but I would tell you that, in my opinion, starting to knock out satellites like you're describing here, I think that would be just below starting to pop nukes off. And the hierarchy of
I would agree. I would agree. It's a serious business. Peter, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I want to talk about the USS Fitzgerald, which is this Arleigh Burke destroyer that was rammed by a Philippine cargo ship just off the coast of Japan. And I've gotten a lot of emails and articles sent to me saying, oh, it had to be the cargo ship's fault. And it may have been. They, you know, middle of the night, they drive those things on autopilot. I even had one email say it was a deliberate attack by the Philippines against the U.S. warship. A fully loaded cargo ship, that's a very expensive item to use as a weapon. Now, cargo ships, commercial shipping, there should have been lookouts. There should have been somebody on the radar. But my concern is that once again we're seeing that the mighty U.S. warships seem to be very fragile. There was an incident a while back where they were experimenting with a drone off of one of the Ticonderoga-class ships. and they lost control of the drone, and it literally punched through the very thin metal on the radar housing, broke on and through, and ruined about $30 million worth of computers. And the ship is now, the USS Fitzgerald is now in a port in Japan. They have found the missing sailors, and yes, they did drown in the berthing compartment. But here's my concern. Yes, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. There's a quarter moon overhead. Who was running the ship? It's a warship. It is covered with radars, including skin paint radar. There's a sonar system that should have heard the screws of that cargo ship. And there should have been lookouts, and if the moon wasn't out, they do have night vision equipment on those ships. What the heck happened here? Somebody really messed up somewhere. And I think starting with the officer of the deck, and ultimately, of course, the captain bears ultimate responsibility for what happened. But I think all this talk about, oh, it had to be the cargo ship, is an attempt to distract from the fact that this ship was nearly sunk in this collision. And it underscores a concern I've had about America's modern weapons. They are overly dependent on their active defensive systems, and they lack reasonable armor with which to protect the ship from anything that gets past the active defenses. And remember what happened to the USS Donald Cook up in the Black Sea. Its active defensive systems were shut down by a Russian electronic warfare aircraft. And so if we get into a shooting war with the Russians, we're going to see all these whiz-bang, high-tech, active defense systems paralyzed, and then the ship is a sitting duck. And obviously, we ought to be concerned, especially if you have family who are in the Navy. Now, there have been terror attacks around the world, and one was apparently over in Finsbury Park, Great Britain, where somebody rammed into a crowd leaving a mosque. BBC came on out and said it was a lone wolf terror attack, but four separate witnesses are saying there were at least three men in this van. And so, was this a real terror attack, or did they set up some patsy, for a false flag? Apparently, over in Paris, a man rammed his car into a police vehicle on the Champs-Élysées shopping district, prompted an explosion. Apparently, the driver of the car was killed in the incident. I think everybody's reaching their breaking point. There's been a swarm of arson attacks on Germany's rail system. 13 arson attacks, which led to all kinds of delays for people getting where they needed to go. And apparently cable ducts of rail signaling equipment, you know, the block system, were set on fire in the states of Lower Saxony, Berlin, North Rhine-Westphalia, and Saxony. So they're trying to figure out, what is that? Is it possibly in opposition to the G20? Meanwhile, down in Mali, this one has a happy ending. This very famous resort, popular with Westerners in Mali, were stormed by gunmen shouting Aloha Snack Bar. But apparently most of them were rescued. Unfortunately, two people are dead. Doesn't really say if it's the attackers or who it was. But by and large, this one had a happy ending. Now, we're still seeing the political fallout from the Grenfell Tower. And yes, there are articles all over saying, isn't it amazing? The Grenfell Tower was fully engulfed, and it's still standing. And World Trade Center 7 just had a couple of fires here and there, and it just fell into its own footprint. So everybody's made that connection. We don't need to go into that a little bit more here. But more and more what we're finding out is that they knew there was a problem. People were trying to point it out. In fact, two women who are presumed to have died in the fire were questioning the fire safety, and they were threatened with legal action. And this came from the Kensington and Chelsea Tenant Management Organization, the private company that would, first of all, oversaw the renovation. And when people started saying we're concerned about the fire safety, they were threatened with lawsuits. Now, needless to say, people are looking at the Grenfell Tower as kind of a monument to the Tory government, because funding for safety inspections was cut back, and this sort of freewheeling, we can go ahead with this insulation attitude was there. As it turns out, that type of insulation is illegal in the United States of America, and now we're hearing word it may actually have been illegal in Great Britain as well. Originally, they were saying it's legal for us to use it. Yes, a lot of people died, but it's legal for us to use it. But apparently, that's now being challenged. It may have been a material that was not approved for that building. And even worse, apparently, in a desire to not have to go back in and replace the insulation in the near future, they actually doubled up on its thickness. So there was more of it to burn. Now, Theresa May has taken a major hit. As the leader of the Tory Party is dealing with huge backlash. And now they're saying that Brexit Secretary David Davis may become the next Tory Party leader. They may vote Theresa May out of the leadership, which is certainly going to complicate her job as the Prime Minister. And more people are saying that she may be in her last term in office. Now let's talk about the growing problem of violence here in the U.S., and I'm not talking about, you know, a crime in the streets. I'm talking about this political violence that is being encouraged in our society. It's a breakdown in civility. It's a breakdown in respect, and everybody's out there now saying, agree with me or I will hit you with this big round stick. And it's a very, very dangerous situation where everybody seems to be coming into this idea that this is now acceptable behavior. And it isn't. It isn't. Over at MSNBC, one of their hosts, Joy Reid, called Representative Scalise an extremist. He's still in the hospital bed. By the way, they've upgraded his condition from critical to serious. They think he's going to make it. But this Joy Reid was out there saying that Scalise was an extremist because he wants marriage to be between a man and a woman. He voted for the House health care bill, and he co-sponsored a bill to repeal the ban on semi-automatic weapons. And because of this, Joy Reid says he's an extremist. He totally deserved getting shot. It almost sounds like she wants him to die from it. Apparently, at a commencement exercise, current House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi spoke to graduates of the University of California at Berkeley, where they've been having a lot of violence, and said, basically, you need to be disruptors. This is the life guidance Pelosi is giving these new college graduates, who I'm sure their top priority is how the heck they're going to pay off all those student loans. And Pelosi's out there saying, use your newfound knowledge, disrupt the economic system. It's insane here. Okay, now then, as you know, the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz are being sued in a class action lawsuit on behalf of the Bernie Sanders supporters who are feeling that they were cheated, they were defrauded. They donated money to the Democratic Party for Bernie Sanders only to have the Democratic leadership throw the nomination to Hillary Clinton. And the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz lawyers are out there saying, they don't really have a complaint. They should have just known that they were going to give that nomination to Hillary Clinton. Really? Well, if you're just going to do that, why did you even have primaries? Unless it was to fraudulently sell the idea that ordinary rank-and-file Democratic voters had a say in who became the candidate. Well, the lawyers who are filing that class action lawsuit have filed a request with the court They want the court to order protection, not just for the lawyers, but for all their potential witnesses, and they make specific mention of Seth Rich. That people who are a threat to the Clintons die. And we've got the dead bodies list. You've probably read that several times. So they want court-ordered protection. I hope they get it. I really do. Now, getting on over to Robert Mueller, this story is starting to really unravel, because apparently, according to Donald Trump's own lawyer, they have not been formally notified of any investigation for anything by the special counsel. There's a whole process that you go through. If you're under investigation, they have to specify, we are investigating you for blah. First, it was the Russian collusion. That went nowhere. There was never really an investigation into it. Now they're trying to mutate it into obstruction of justice. But as of right now, they have not been served with any paperwork that says the president is under investigation. Meanwhile, over at the corporate media, oh, yes, he's under investigation. He's under investigation for keeping his library books past their deadline. He's under investigation for tearing the tags off of the couch cushions. And they're just out there trying to tarnish the guy. And I'll be the first one to admit, I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump, especially on the issue of these foreign interventions. We seem headed into a world war. As that first caller said, it almost seems inescapable at this point. But he is the president. He's got the job. He won the election. And there's a certain decorum that ought to be observed, not just by ordinary citizens, but by that corporate media. Meanwhile, Robert Mueller is loading up his office of the special counsel with all his cronies and all his buddies. And these are some of the highest-priced lawyers in the country that they're going to stick the taxpayers with that bill. And apparently, one of the 13 attorneys Mueller has hired used to work for the Clinton Foundation and defended the Clinton Foundation from allegations it was running as a racketeering enterprise. And this was attorney Jeannie Ree, and defended the foundation from Freedom of Information Act requests filed by conservative activists who suspected the organization's behavior was directly linked to former Secretary of State's Hillary Clinton's improper use of a private email server. And we know there's a lot of there. There was the pay for play. So basically, Mueller's independent counsel is loaded up with Democrats, cronies, Hillary supporters. It can't be seen by anybody that this is going to be fair and impartial. It's a hatchet squad. Now, Jamie Gorelick, Kushner's current lawyer, works at WilmerHale, the same firm Mueller worked at before taking on the job of special counsel. Now, there's an article here over in Zero Hedge, The Fallacies of the Russia Truthers, and it basically just goes on down the list of all the claims that have been made about Donald Trump did this, Donald Trump did that, he's using Russian dressing, he listens to Russian, all of this stuff, none of which came on back with any proof. And they're still out there trying to push that. So the net result is the big collusion narrative has melted down. And now they're trying to find something else. But again, the statute that covers the special counsel says special counsels are appointed to investigate a specific designated crime. In this case, collusion. Mueller does not really have the legal authority to say, I'm going to go look at obstruction of justice. I'm going to go look at whether Trump's tie clashes with his handkerchief. I'm going to go look and see if there are wads of gum underneath the president's desk. He's not allowed to do that. So it is just this hatchet job that's out there. Let's see. Corey Lewandowski is saying, what is Robert Mueller's job anymore? Because there's been no collusion. It fell apart. What's he moving on to? And is he even allowed to move on to it? Okay. Now, as you know, former FBI Director James Comey told President Trump three times he was not under investigation for collusion with Russia, but that information could not be revealed to the public. And, of course, Donald Trump is out there saying, I'm being investigated for firing the FBI director by the man who told me to fire the FBI director. And it is amazing. It's almost, in fact, it's shameful the way the snowflakes are still going after the president. Okay, Hillary lost. We didn't like her. Get over it. It's time to grow on up. Now, the good news is the Senate Republicans are shifting the focus to Loretta Lynch. Did she, in fact, cover up for the crimes of Hillary Clinton? Yes, she did. She told James Comey to refer to that whole email thing as a matter and not an investigation. And again, she and Comey went down the list of felony violations of Title 18 that Hillary was guilty of, and still, nah, we're not going to prosecute. We'll be right back after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about this story on how the Senate Republicans are saying it is time to look at former Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Was she in concert with former head of the FBI, James Comey, protecting Hillary Clinton? And the preponderance of evidence is, yes, that's exactly what was going on. They were protecting Hillary Clinton. They were protecting that email server. They were protecting the Clinton Foundation. In other words, they were protecting the narcocracy. Because that's what all of this goes back to. That CIA gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas back in the 1980s under then Governor Bill Clinton. That's why they're untouchable. They've got the dirt that could literally bring the CIA down. So, yeah, it's time to focus on Lynch. Look at all the time and money and media attention that have been poured into these non-existent stories of President Trump and two prostitutes in Moscow, or President Trump making James Comey uncomfortable, and therefore that constitutes obstruction of justice. And by the way, it doesn't. There has to be an overt statement, verbal or in writing, saying, do not pursue this case. That's obstruction of justice. And it didn't happen. It didn't happen. Now, speaking about protecting the elites, I'm very unhappy with this decision, and I'm sure you will be as well. This is reported over at 12160.info. Apparently, the Supreme Court early today said former George Bush administration officials cannot be held liable for the unlawful detainment and abuse suffered by undocumented immigrants detained after the 9/11 terrorist acts. And basically he said, you can't sue them. And this includes former Attorney General John Ashcroft and former FBI Director Robert Mueller, who I'm sure is hoisting a few in celebration right now. And the Supreme Court said basically that these officials cannot be sued without Congress first authorizing it. So it's official. We live in a two-tier system of justice. Ordinary people can be sued, can go to jail. The elites cannot be without the permission of the United States Congress. Julian Assange is marking the fifth anniversary of his asylum in the Ecuadorian embassy. A little bit of a dubious celebration, but at least he's still there. Meanwhile, Ron Paul is going to be interviewing Edward Snowden tomorrow on his Liberty Report. So that's probably something you're going to want to tune into. It's going to be probably a lot more enlightening and entertaining than Megyn Kelly's interview with Alex Jones, which, by the way, tanked in the ratings. And, of course, the people who are part of the Sandy Hoax didn't tune in. And those of us who are fans of Alex Jones, we knew it was going to be a hatchet job on him, so we didn't really tune on in either. And apparently, Megyn Kelly got Alex to admit to having lied on certain issues. So it went very, very badly for Alex Jones, unfortunately. But then that's what Megyn does. Thank goodness nobody was watching. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can't.